आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइन, प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू रिलीज 109 हाई यील्डिंग क्लाइमेट रेजिलियंट एंड बायो फोर्टिफाइड वेराइटीज ऑफ क्रॉप्स इन न्यू दिल्ली टुडे। Thousands of minority Hindu community members stage massive protest rallies in Bangladesh's capital Dhaka and Chattogram demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to embark on a two-day visit to Nepal beginning today. SEBI chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch deny allegations made by short seller Hindenburg Research. India's campaign at Paris Olympics concludes with a total of 6 medals, and International Olympic Committee awards its highest honor Olympic order to Abhinav Bindra in Paris. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified crop varieties in New Delhi today. During the event, he will also interact with farmers and scientists. The Prime Minister's office in a statement informed that the 109 varieties to be released include 61 crops comprising 34 field crops and 27 horticultural crops. Among the field crops, seeds of various cereals including millets, forage crops, oil seeds, pulses, sugarcane, cotton, fiber and other potential crops will be released. The horticultural crops will cover different varieties of fruits, vegetables, plantation crops, tubers, spices, flowers and medicinal plants. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has pledged full support for Wayanad, Kerala, which has been severely affected by recent landslides. In a series of posts on X, Mr. Modi expressed his deep concern over the disaster, stating that the landslides in Wayanad have saddened everyone. He noted that since the tragedy unfolded, he has been closely monitoring the situation and that the Union government has mobilized all available resources to assist those affected. The Prime Minister also conducted an aerial survey of the area yesterday. During his visit, Mr. Modi met with victims, acknowledging the significant impact on numerous families. He personally visited relief camps and spoke with the injured. The Prime Minister assured continued support, emphasizing that all possible assistance will be provided. In Bangladesh, thousands of minority Hindu community members staged massive protest rallies in capital Dhaka and the northeastern port city of Chattogram for the second consecutive day yesterday. Their rally blocked traffic for over 3 hours at Shahbagh in the central part of Dhaka. They were demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism that saw attacks on their homes, businesses and temples. Their demand included special tribunals to expedite trials of those who persecute the minorities, allocation of 10% parliamentary seats for the minorities and enactment of a minority protection law, among others. Thousands of Muslim protesters, including students, also joined them in Dhaka, expressing solidarity for the cause of minorities. Hindu community has faced the brunt of the violence and devastation after Sheikh Hasina resigned as the Prime Minister. Several Hindu temples, households and businesses have been vandalized, and at least 2 Hindu leaders affiliated with former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's Awami League party have been killed in the violence since then. Meanwhile, Indian-American lawmakers have called for congressional hearings on attacks on Hindus in Bangladesh. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day visit to Nepal beginning today. He is visiting the Himalayan nation at the invitation of his Nepalese counterpart, Sewa Lamsal. The Foreign Secretary's visit is part of regular high-level exchanges between the two countries. It reflects the priority India attaches to its relations with Nepal under its neighborhood-first policy. India and Nepal share an age-old civilizational, cultural and people-to-people connection, and bilateral cooperation between the two countries has further strengthened in recent years. President Draupadi Murmu has left for New Delhi after completion of her three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. In the last leg of her tour, the president visited Timor-Leste where she was conferred the country's highest civilian award, the Grand Collar of the Order of Timor-Leste. She also held bilateral discussions with the President and Prime Minister of Timor-Leste in the capital, Dili, yesterday. The two countries also signed three MOUs on mutual cooperation. President José Ramos Horta of Timor-Leste hosted a state banquet in honor of President Murmu, who emphasized upon enhancing India and Timor-Leste's ties and giving the Delhi-Dili connection a boost. Youth of Jammu and Kashmir's Baramulla district created a world record by registering their names to Universal Records Forum for the largest ever Kashmiri folk dance performed by 10,000 young women at the Kashur Rivaj Cultural Festival. This was the largest ever Kashmiri folk dance at the Kashur Rivaj Cultural Fest on the occasion of 78th Independence Day. The mega event was organized by the Dagger Division of Chinar Corps in collaboration with Baramulla District Administration and Indrani Balan Foundation. The festival took place at Professor Shaukat Ali Indoor Stadium to showcase the vibrant traditions of Kashmir through traditional dances, music, calligraphy and cultural activities. The Uttar Pradesh unit of the BJP will organize a tricolor march across all 403 assembly constituencies of the state beginning today as part of its Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. The party said the march, which will conclude on Tuesday, will traverse through cities, villages, streets and neighborhoods across the state, spreading the message of patriotism. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, Tirange ki shaan mein एक यूनिक फेस्टिवल बन चुका है
और एक बार फिर देश हर घर तिरंगा अभियान के साथ आजादी का उत्सव हर्षोल्लास के साथ मनाने जा रहा है। तो चलिए इस 9 से 15 अगस्त हम सब हर घर तिरंगा अभियान में उत्साह और उमंग के साथ जुड़े और इस अभियान में होने वाली तिरंगा यात्राओं, मेलों, रैलियों और मैराथन जैसे कार्यक्रमों में भाग लें। अपने घर पर तिरंगा फहराएं और अपनी सेल्फी को harghartiranga.com पर अपलोड करें।
Securities and Exchange Board of India SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch have denied allegations against them by short seller Hindenburg Research in its latest report. Hindenburg Research, a US-based investment research firm, has alleged that Madhavi Puri Butch and Dhaval Butch owned stakes in offshore entities linked to the Adani Group. In a statement, Madhavi Puri Butch and Dhaval Butch said that the allegations are untrue and that their life and finances are in open book. They said all disclosures as required have already been furnished to SEBI over the years. SEBI chief and her husband said they have no hesitation in disclosing any and all financial documents, including those that relate to the period when they were strictly private citizens, to any and every authority that may seek them. The alleged investments reportedly date back to 2015, well before Madhavi Butch's appointment as a full-time member of SEBI in 2017 and her elevation to SEBI chairperson in March 2022. Former External Affairs Minister K. Natwar Singh passed away in Gurugram near Delhi last night after prolonged illness. He was 93. He was not keeping well for some time. Family sources said his last rites will be performed in Delhi today. He was awarded the Padma Bhushan in 1984. Natwar Singh also authored several books. Madhya Pradesh is at the forefront in building permanent houses, especially for backward tribal families, under the Pradhan Mantri Adivasi Janaman Mahabhiyan in the country. State Panchayat and Rural Development Minister Prahlad Patel inspected the country's first PM Janaman colony, built in Shivapuri Janapad Panchayat. Our correspondent reports that within 23 days of the launch of the Prime Minister Adivasi Nyay Mahabhiyan by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the first house was built in Shivpuri.
The first PM Janman Awas in the country was given to Bhalchandra Adivasi of Kalothra Panchayat of Shivpuri block. A total of 113,433 Janman Awas were approved in Madhya Pradesh. Out of these, Madhya Pradesh is at the first place in the country by building 22,619 houses. The maximum number of 4,443 houses have been built in Shivpuri in the state. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
India's campaign at the 2024 Paris Olympics officially concluded yesterday, the penultimate day of competition, with a total of 6 medals. Wrestler Ritika Hooda, the last Indian athlete in action, exited the women's 76-kilogram event after a quarterfinal loss, while golfers Aditi Ashok and Deeksha Dagar finished well out of the medal contention. Our correspondent takes a look at today's event.
The 33rd Olympiad enters the final day of competition today, with China and the United States of America neck and neck in competition for the top spot in the medals tally. Right now, China are in first place with 90 medals that contain 39 gold. The USA are in second place with 38 gold. Australia and Japan are in third and fourth place, while the host France are in fifth place. Some of the highlights of the final day will be the women's marathon that will begin at 11:30 a.m. India time. Coming up later is the gold medal match in women's volleyball as well as in women's basketball, and the gold medal match in men's water polo and men's handball. Savio De Noronha saying goodbye and au revoir from Paris.
The Paris Olympics 2024 will officially come to an end with the closing ceremony tonight at Stade de France. The ceremony will begin at 30 minutes past midnight IST with around 80,000 spectators. The name given to the closing ceremony is Records, which will include the celebration of success and achievements of the athletes along with several artistic performances by prominent actors and artists. For India, two-time Olympic medalist P.R. Srijesh and Manu Bhakar have been chosen as flag bearers for the Parade of Nations during the ceremony. India's first individual Olympic gold medalist, Abhinav Bindra, was awarded the prestigious Olympic Order by the International Olympic Committee at the 142nd IOC session in Paris. The Olympic Order is the highest honour bestowed by the IOC, recognising exceptional contributions to the Olympic movement. Bindra won India's first individual Olympic gold in the men's 10-metre air rifle event at the 2008 Beijing Games. At the Paris Olympics, the Court of Arbitration for Sport, CAS, has deferred its decision on ace Indian wrestler Vinesh Phogat's plea against her disqualification until Tuesday. The new deadline for the sole arbitrator, Dr. Annabel Bennett, to issue her verdict is 9:30 p.m. Indian time on the 13th of this month. The International Olympic Committee is also party in this case, and the Indian Olympic Association has become involved as an affected party. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. The top news item in many dailies refers to Prime Minister Modi's visit to disaster-struck Wayanad. PM in Wayanad vows generous revival help, headlines the Asian Age. On the turmoil in Bangladesh, the Pioneer headline reads, Bangladesh Chief Justice forced to resign, while Hindustan Times reports that interim leader Muhammad Yunus has urged youngsters to protect all minorities. In a complete turnaround in his stance, Maldivian president has mentioned New Delhi as one of his nation's closest allies, reports the Tribune in a news item headlined, From India Out Campaign to Closest Ally, Major Change in Muidzu's Stance. India is fully ready to commission its second nuclear-powered submarine armed with nuclear missiles for deterrence, writes the Times of India. And finally, this statesman reports that Madhya Pradesh has topped the list of states in constructing permanent houses for most vulnerable tribal groups under the Prime Minister's Adivasi Janman Mahabhyan. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 109 high-yielding, climate-resilient and bio-fortified varieties of crops in New Delhi today. Thousands of minority Hindu community members stage massive protest rallies in Bangladesh's capital Dhaka and Chattogram demanding protection amid nationwide vandalism. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to embark on a two-day visit to Nepal beginning today. SEBI chairperson Madhabi Puri Butch and her husband Dhaval Butch deny allegations made by short seller Hindenburg Research. India's campaign at Paris Olympics concludes with a total of 6 medals. and International Olympic Committee awards its highest honor, Olympic Order, to Abhinav Bindra in Paris. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.